Welcome inside episode 686 of the Locked On Senators podcast. I'm Ross Levitan on the outskirts of enemy territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba, alongside Brandon Piller up in the Blue Mountains on a game day. The Ottawa Senators are back on home ice after a big win on Saturday to take on a team they just beat out west, the Los Angeles Kings.
And World Juniors is just around the corner, and two Ottawa Senators prospects were named to their respective countries' camps. We'll tell you all about that and more.
Yes, on this episode of the Locked On Senators podcast, it's your team every day.
Your Locked On Senators, your daily podcast on the Ottawa Senators. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I'm Jake Sanderson, and you're listening to Locked On Senators podcast.
I'm Tim Stützler, and you're listening to the Locked On Senators podcast.
Thank you for making Locked On Senators your first listen on this Tuesday, December 6th. The show is free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube, where the best way you can help the show grow is to like every video by clicking the thumbs up and subscribing to the Locked On Senators channel. The road to 5,000 continues. We appreciate all the comments as well. We got the dad's trip, Pilsy. That adds a little motivation here as we roll into a pair of elite road cities in Dallas, in Nashville. But first, you got to take care of things at home, as any good father would tell their son.
Absolutely, yeah. And when you're the Ottawa Senators, this dad's trip has a lot of legendary NHL players along with it. So I'm sure the dads are going to get extra fired up because they probably miss being on the road with the boys, having that camaraderie and getting to be involved in the action with hockey games. So I think it's going to be a huge motivation. Like, imagine you put a stinker in front of Walt Tkachuk, Jeff Sanderson, and a lot more. They're not letting you off the hook so easy at dinner after that. So you got to make sure you're bringing your A game.
No, you're absolutely right. And don't forget big Ed Kastelic, Mark's dad. Yeah. He's been known to throw a few punches. Get this, Ed Kastelic, 220 NHL games, 719 penalties.
Nice. I mean, Mark Kastelic might have a similar stat line to that as he keeps going here.
Yes, no question. Well, we do know Mark Kastelic will stay in the lineup tonight, but there is a bottom six center coming out. We'll have a full game day preview coming up in a little while. But first, let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and that's what you teased in the intro. We knew that there was a good chance that Zach Ostapchuk and Tyler Boucher would be heading to Team Canada, Team USA camps, and they both were named onto the roster. And you know what made things even better when it comes to Tyler Boucher? We knew Zach Ostapchuk would be there. He's a lock to make the team. He's got a gold medal from the summer. But Tyler Boucher making the roster. I'm rocking my 67s hat today.
Nice.
Ty Voigt, Maple Leafs draft pick, leading the OHL in scoring, not listed on the roster. Leaf fans going, it's the anti-OHL bias. And then looking up and seeing Tyler Boucher there, that was just the chef's kiss on top.
Yeah, you love to see that, that's for sure. But the thing is, Tyler Boucher brings a different aspect of the game to this team rather than what that Leafs prospect does. I mean, they got lots of goal scorers on that USA camp roster, but how many tough bottom six guys do you have? And that's the thing, when you're building international teams, I think sometimes people get enamored with just put as many all-stars on that team as possible. Well, then you got guys that are used to playing top power play, top line minutes, playing on a fourth line role, getting 7-8 minutes a night, and they're not effective, where you need guys that can still play effectively away from the puck. Tyler Boucher is one of those guys. And from what we saw last year, Ross, the U.S. camp was very interested in Tyler Boucher. It was kind of just a matter of, hey, we're going to go with the older kids here. We know you're going to be back around next year. Show us what you got next year. But from all reports, it seemed like they really liked what Tyler Boucher brought to the table.
And so do we here on yes. Locked On Senators. He brings it every single night, 14 points in 15 games for the 67s. He's done serving that whatever suspension that he took a little while ago. He's served the two games, and now he'll be ready to come back and play for them. I'm not sure exactly when camp starts for Team USA. I'm going to assume it's in Michigan, where the U.S. national team development plays. So we'll see what happens. I think the team, they have five more cuts at forward to make. So he's not out of the woods just yet, but certainly a step in the right direction for him. And now we wait on two more. I would say one complete lock with Tomas Hamara already playing on this team as an 18-year-old. So he'll be able, or I guess the summer's kind of weird because
yeah, it is
after he was drafted, but technically he was an underager, now 18. So he'll still be eligible for next year's tournament there in 2024. Crazy. The years are just slipping away here, but he's a lock there for Czechia. And then we're still waiting. Tomorrow we'll find out if friend of the show, Oscar Pettersson, will be representing Sweden. So, hey, four sense prospects in all likelihood, we hope, at the World Juniors. That's good to keep our eye on.
Yeah, and it's nice that they're spread out in different countries too, right? So more often than not, there's going to be a game on where you can catch a sense prospect. I'm feeling confident about Pettersson, and not because I have any sort of intel or that I know the Swedish World Junior camp roster and where they're making decisions, but I'm putting positivity out there because Pistol Pete's got to be there. So let's see that.
Yes, he's got to be there. You can't keep Pettersson down. He'll fire his way out of it, no question. Great start to the season for him and really putting himself onto the list of top sense prospects. I feel like coming up to the New Year, Pilsy, we got to get a new list of our top 10 sense prospects because
absolutely.
I feel like the last couple drafts, I mean, when you trade your top two picks to get Alex DeBrincat, you're not expecting to bring in that top echelon talent at 7, at 39, I believe the second pick was, or 37. Anyways, one of the two there. And you look at what kind of talent they've had, but now like Igor's already 22, yep. Right? Like these guys are starting to age out of being that new fresh prospect. By the way, Igor needs a shot at the NHL this year. Somehow, some way, mm-hmm. He needs a few games at the NHL level. But you and I got to get to a NHL prospect update list for the Ottawa Senators. Cause I think our last one, we had a certain goalie in the top five. I don't know if he'd be there anymore, but we'll get to that later on this month here as we hit the new year leading into 2023. And the vibes are high in Sensland, a team that's won four of its last five games. But there's a storyline that was begging to come out today, but we don't get it. We'll tell you that right after a quick word from our friends at Shawarma Palace. You know me, I love Shawarma Palace. I have for years, for decades, I've been a fan of Shawarma Palace. Not only the platters, the sandwiches, just the overall vibe. When you go in to a Shawarma Palace, you really feel like you're among family. And you know what happens at family dinners, Pilsy? You eat too much. You get so full, and Shawarma Palace gives you that opportunity. They do not go easy on the portions. You are never leaving there feeling cheated that you didn't get your money's worth at Shawarma Palace. Now, the beauty of being the number one shawarma dealer in North America, as per Locked On Senators, is that you get to build an empire. And that's what Shawarma Palace has done. 9 different locations all around Ottawa. Are you kidding me right now? You got to go check them out on Instagram, Shawarma Palace Ottawa, officially partnered with the Ottawa Senators. How cool is that? We've got like the Chiron going around the Jumbotron at the CTC. Shawarma Palace, absolutely love it. Looks fantastic. Are you telling me there's a chance that we'll get to eat Shawarma Palace at Sens games one day? Oh, wouldn't that be a treat? But for now, visit them at any of their 9 Ottawa locations, from Bank and Gladstone, right beside Baseball Town. I know our boy Steve on Sens loves his Baseball Town. He loves Shawarma Palace. He'll make a quick pit stop on the way there. The old Tommy and Lefave. Hey, if you're in my neck of the woods, check out the spot on Rideau Street by Augusta. All locations available, and they are all delicious over at Shawarma Palace. Today's a Sens game day, and Sens game days taste better at Shawarma Palace. So go get one and tag us on Twitter at Sens Central. Tag Shawarma Palace and let them know that Locked On Senators sent you. God, I'm jealous. Go get one. Just do it for me. Do it for me. I need to get Shawarma Palace. I need to get home. You can, you will. And if you're too lazy to get one, go to Uber Eats and order it for yourself. You're among family at Shawarma Palace.
Oh, Ross, my mouth is watering just thinking about Shawarma Palace. And guys, it's almost the new year, as Ross said. 2023 is right around the corner. So stop procrastinating. Get yourself all safe for the new year for 2023. And do that in a simple way Simply Safe. Simply Safe is our favorite home protection service because right now they are the number one rated home security system, and you can get it for 50% off. It's the biggest offer of the year. You're not going to want to miss it because over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package theft spike nationally. You got all those people trying to take your Amazon gifts off your front porch. Don't allow that to happen with Simply Safe because they've got cameras, sensors on every room, window, and door, so you're protected. And not only that, they have 24/7 professional monitoring agents that use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify if the threat is real. So if there is a threat, you're going to have it on film. You're going to be able to have a much better chance of solving that issue. Simply Safe is a whole security system. Like I mentioned, sensors for every room, window, and door. They got you covered. And 24/7 professional monitoring service costs less than a dollar a day. So less than a dollar a day to feel safe at your home, that's worth it if you ask me. So what you got to do is go to the website today and you're going to get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. That's the biggest discount of the year. I mean, half off. You can't beat that. So don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. Guys, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
All right, Pilsy. No Brendan Lemieux again. The little rat is hiding. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Well, Ross, it's a miracle that he's still in this league. As we've heard, bad teammate, bad guy. What a joke.
Usually when you're trying to hang on, you try to play to make yourself useful. Guy's been sick for 5 days. How long does he need?
Well, Ross, he's been scratching, clawing, and biting his way to stay into this league.
Yeah, we know he bites, but usually his scratch is wearing a suit upstairs.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. And yeah, Brady Tkachuk would have loved to see Lemieux in this lineup. Like, he is hot lately. Like, he is feeling it. So to have a little guy to beat up on and just to keep that fuel going, put a couple extra logs and some gasoline on the fire, that is Brady Tkachuk's battle mentality. That would have been just perfect.
Two fights in his last five games, though. Maybe it's best for Brady's knuckles to have a little break.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Brady's on an absolute tear. We'll get into him more with the full game day preview. Again, unfortunately, no Brendan Lemieux. I'll only really be upset if he plays in their next game against Toronto. The Kings are starting a six-game road trip right now. He's with them, so he'll be in the building. If you see him, give him one of these. Get one of those, the open teeth.
One of those.
I was trying to mimic the LOSP memes tweet.
Yeah.
The dog.
That was a good one. That had me laughing.
Like a mean guy. Mean guy. He's all right. He means well. He's still sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
We want to give a shout out as well. The Ottawa Senators media team, I believe led by Matt Perry,
they're killing it lately.
And not only for like the fun ones, the goggle videos, the breakaway videos, but how about our boy Griffin Bell yesterday going to practice? What were your thoughts watching that 5-minute video?
It's just heartwarming stuff, you know, like we're kind of in the middle of the season here. There's ebbs and flows to the season, but no matter whether you're a winning NHL team or a losing one, you need to realize your impact on the community, and you can always, I think Thomas Chabot said it best. It's just a little bit of time out of their day, and it means so much to a kid like Griffin here and his sister that they get an opportunity to check out the NHL locker room, to see where the sticks are, to get stuff signed, to have NHL players walking around and giving them a quick fist bump and saying hello. Like, it just means so much. And look, Brandon Piller, not a doctor, but I firmly believe that positive mindsets, good vibes, those can go a long way in helping kids that are struggling and trying to get better through sickness and illness and whatever. If you can get some positivity in them, it gives them just a little extra reason to fight back, you know? And that's what Griff's looking for here, is a reason to keep pushing. And you could see it from his mom in the interview. She's just so grateful, and she understands that these guys have taken time out of their day to make Griff's day better. So that's what you love to see from the Ottawa Senators. Once again, Brady Tkachuk, that's a leader, not only on the ice, but in his community.
Absolutely. And shout out Griff, battling basically since he was born. And
honestly, and
Tanya, his mother, gave some really kind of emotional words as she was being interviewed as well throughout. Go check out the video on the Senators' social media platform. And we're going to reach out in a few months to the mother, to Tanya, and see if we can get an update on Griffin, because it seems like he's going through quite a lot of treatment right now. He just got back from Toronto, and it's a long battle ahead, but he's got a lot of support, and I hope that he feels that from the Senators organization as well. Now, just a sad story, but what a tough kid. Like, honestly, it gives me shades. Obviously, every story is different, and this photo, if you're watching on YouTube, like, that's iconic. How it's Brady Tkachuk, Alex DeBrincat, Tim Stützle. Like,
yeah.
These kids are all 24 years or younger, and they all just get it. It's really awesome to see this team kind of just be bigger than hockey. It really does mean a lot to the community, right? They're the biggest show in town, right? It's not like Ottawa's an NBA, MLB. Like, this is their city, and for them to make connections in the community like that, it goes a long way. And you take it a step further, like, it's what they do behind the scenes, right? Like, it was great that they had them out to the rink, but how about Thomas Chabot and Drake Batherson going to see them for, I don't know if it was for Thanksgiving or a birthday, whatever it was, but they went and made sure they went over to their house, played road hockey with them. And it's those little things behind the scene that goes a long way. And how about the letter that Griff's sister gave to Drake Batherson? That was, all in all, just a really heartwarming story, and we're thinking of Griffin and their family here on Locked On Senators. We wish them all the best and hope to get a positive update going forward. I was going to say, it reminds me a little bit of Jonathan Petra, right? Just the passion that they have for the Ottawa Senators. And of course, everyone knows the butterfly child story with Jonathan Petra, and just the pain of everyday life that they're going through and how they battle through. So, a really heartwarming story, and we hope that it has an amazing end. As he's been in remission before, we got to get him back there and make sure that he can live the most normal life that he possibly can. All right, Pilsy, let's get into a quick break, and then a game day preview. The Sens and LA Kings coming up tonight at the CTC.
Wait, but before we head on, some more heartwarming stuff for the kids. How about Shane Pinto dressing up as Santa Claus? I forget the exact, I think it was for Nick Holden's kids. Yeah, it was. And I love the quote from Pinner being like, I was assigned to this just because the kids don't know who I am. Like, I'm an unknown NHL player to them, so they wouldn't realize that that's not actually Santa Claus. It's just one of Dad's work friends. So shout out to Pinner being up for the task. And he said he even tried the low Santa voice, the ho, ho, ho's, and he was getting it going. So that's just another thing. Like, obviously, Nick Holden's family, much different scenario than Griff, but it's anything you can do to brighten kids' days. Take a couple minutes out of your day, pretend to be Santa, play along, and put some smiles on kids' faces throughout the community. Like, that's awesome stuff.
Very well said. All right, let's get to our full game day preview. Tonight, the Ottawa Senators finish a 2-game homestand, and then they head back out on the road to Dallas, to Nashville. They got their old men with them. What kind of effort are they going to bring? What are some keys to victory? Stay locked on, Senators, wherever you're listening or watching on YouTube. All right, Pilsy, the LA Kings bring their 13-10-4 record to to the Canadian Tire Center tonight to take on the 10-13-1 Ottawa Senators. It's a 7 p.m. Eastern time puck drop. You can catch the game on TSN 5. And after the game, don't forget to join us in the postcast right here on Locked On Senators YouTube channel. And that's why the play is not only to subscribe to Locked On Senators on YouTube, but to hit that notification bell so you know when new videos go live. We usually put up the template immediately following the game, so you can click and just have it on the background. We come on about 15 minutes after the game. We got to make our quick recap video, and then we get the DJ Smith press conference. And thankfully, that tone has changed over the last number of games. The Senators are 4-1 in their last five games, and it all started out beating Anaheim, and then the emotional victory in Los Angeles, the Timmy Stützle two-line, three-line almost backhand saucer pass to Claude Giroux, and the vibes have been more or less immaculate ever since then. Is there any carryover, do you think, when a team plays one another within a short period of time? We've seen it a couple times, right? The Rangers on back-to-back. Do you think there's something to it, playing the same team in a close proximity?
Yeah, I think so, especially when you're looking at a Western team where this is it, right? These teams won't see each other unless they meet in the Stanley Cup Finals. So this is it. So I think you want to put kind of an emphatic end to this one, and talk about emphatic ending. How about that Giroux overtime winner up against the LA Kings last game? If you guys haven't checked it out, go to my Twitter profile, check out the Celine Dion mashup I made with that video, because it works absolutely perfectly. But that to say, I think this will be another great game, Ross. And I know I've said it before, and I've been hurt before by this, but I feel good about the Ottawa Senators going into this game. And we can get into the lines. Do you want to do Kings lines right now? Do you want to lead into that?
Yeah, let's do that. And then finish up with the Ottawa Senators. We've got a lineup change to tell you about. And then wrap up with the keys to a Sens victory. But this is how the LA Kings will line up. Anze Kopitar at center on the top line. That's been a constant for the last decade. In between Kevin Fiala and Adrian Kempe. Second line is Philip Dano with Trevor Moore and Victor Arvidsson. The third line is Blake Lizotte with Gabe Vilardi and Arthur Kaliev. Watch out for that shot. And then the fourth line, no, there's not four players on it. If you're watching on YouTube, that's a hyphenated name down the middle. Anderson Dolan in between Grundstrom and Samuel Fagamo. On defense, it's Mickey Anderson with Drew Doughty. It's Sean Durzi with Matt Roy and Tobias Bjornfoot with Sean Walker. We are unsure who the goalie is, but I can tell you it's not Cal Peterson, as the remaining 3 years, $15 million on his contract, are currently sitting in the Mindsies. We've got Jonathan Quick, who played against Ottawa in that 3-2 overtime loss in LA, and Phoenix Copley, who, Pilsy, you've got a fun fact about him to lead into the Kings.
Phoenix Copley, I'm seeing it now, but I'm pretty sure, because I don't know why I would have this in my mind otherwise, but he is a goalie that is born in the North Pole. He's from the North Pole. That is not a joke. Yep, North Pole, Alaska. Phoenix Copley. So a guy named Phoenix, born in the North Pole. That's a bit of a weird one. But it'll be interesting to see if he ends up playing, as he has not played an NHL game this season. He's played with the Ontario Reign, and he has a couple of starts with the Washington Capitals back in his day. But that would be a very interesting backup to start, as we know the Ottawa Senators are very used to seeing backups here.
No, but they're not going to start. The LA Kings, look at their record in their last 10, 3-4-3. Yeah. They're starting a six-game road trip. There's no way they start their backup for the first game.
Quick's been holding down the fort ever since Cal Peterson got brought down, so they might want to give him a break here. And we know other teams' goaltending coaches and head coach circle the Ottawa Senators as a night off for their starters. So I'm just saying, look out for that. There may be a possibility there.
Okay, who's your lookout player on this LA Kings team?
My lookout player for this LA Kings team, and this is a guy that I am invested in a couple of my fantasy leagues, so I've got a good eye on him. Sean Durzi, the defenseman, left shot defenseman. If you're watching on YouTube, he's on that second pair with Matt Roy. He is on a 5-game point streak, Ross, and that is impressive in and of itself. But in all of those games, his points include a power play point. So not only is he on a five-game point streak, he is on a five-game power play point streak, including one up against the Ottawa Senators. So keep an eye out for Sean Durzi when this team is on the man advantage, because he's been dishing him out real nicely lately.
Okay, that's interesting. They've got a lot of kind of low-key defensemen, right? Where all of a sudden you're like, hey, this guy's actually pretty solid.
They're waiting on Brant Clark. That's going to be the big one that pushes them. Now, he did get his 9-game sampler, but he's in the AHL right now. But that's a guy that we targeted, Ross, as someone that we wanted the Sens to look at drafting, a good Ottawa kid. But he's going to be a stud when he gets up here. But that's the thing. Looking at that lineup, other than the top six, I'm not too worried. Like, that's a weak bottom six, in my opinion, a lot of young guys. And a back end, that's Drew Doughty is holding up on his shoulders. Then you got Durzi chipping in points here. So this is a beatable team. Then you go down to the goalies, and Quick is starting, but he is struggling. And Cal Pearson's gone. And then you got a guy from the North Pole coming in to help out. So I think this is a beatable team, in my opinion, especially at home.
It'll be certainly interesting. My lookout player, it's got to be, I'm between two. Do I go with the easy lookout or the more tailored?
If you start off with it's got to be, and then you have a hard decision after, that's tough.
Well, it's got to be one of these two. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? I'll go more so just to bring it back to last time these two teams played, especially on the power play. Look out for Arthur Kaliev. This guy's shot is lethal. He proved that with not one, but two goals, and I think six scoring opportunities on the power play for him, because he hit the post, he missed like three opportunities, got them blocked, and then he found the back of the net twice in quick succession in that game. So Arthur Kaliev not doing much at 5-on-5, only averaging 11.5 minutes per game overall, but on the power play, this guy is lethal. 7 of his 17 points so far this season have come on the power play. Sorry, 7 goals have come on the power play, not 7 points. 7 of his 9 goals have come on the power play. This guy's an absolute weapon. An honorable mention to Kevin Fiala, because we wanted him in the offseason, Pilsy, and he's producing just like a big acquisition should. But funny enough, even though he's got more points than DeBrincat, still just like DeBrincat, it's way more assists than goals. He's only got 2 more goals than Alex DeBrincat has in Ottawa.
Yeah, and what was that trade? What did that end up being?
They got Brock Faber, who's a big-time prospect, captain of the Minnesota Gophers, and a first-round pick.
Yeah, so I like that the DeBrincat trade a little more.
But the Fiala did come with an 8-year extension.
But that's why I like the DeBrincat one a little bit more. You get that team control, and the Ottawa Senators have so many guys locked up. Maybe you get a little more flexibility with the DeBrincat contract.
All right, that's how the LA Kings line up. As we mentioned, things have not been going great for the LA Kings as of late. They started the season out pretty well, but ever since, it's after a 4-game win streak that ended, they went on a 4-game road trip. They've been back home ever since, and in their last 10, only 3 wins. Sure, they've been picking up some loser points along the way, including against Ottawa last week, but overall, this team's been a bit of a mess. They had a closed-door meeting after a, get this, 9-8 loss to the Seattle Kraken.
That was an insane game. Yeah.
Pond hockey out in the West Coast. So we'll be interested to see. LA then plays in Toronto, in Montreal, in Columbus, in Buffalo, and in Boston. So are you going to start off the road trip right? Or can the Senators really send this team into a spiral of, are we good at hockey? How are the Senators going to line up, Pilsy? Why don't you run through what we believe? Well, we know.
No, DJ's, we know.
Just spoke to the media. Here's how the Senators will line up tonight.
Brady Tkachuk with Tim Stützle and Claude Giroux. Love that line. Alex DeBrincat with Shane Pinto and Batherson. They're starting to heat up a little bit more here. Tyler Mott with Derek Brassard and Mathieu Joseph. Parker Kelly with Mark Kaslik and Austin Watson. Then on the back end, Thomas Chabot with Nikita Zaitsev on that top pair, the goggle wearer currently. Jake Sanderson with Travis Hamonic. Eric Branstrom with Nick Holden. And Cam Talbot will get the start tonight.
And Cam Talbot gave Nikita Zaitsev the goggles. And I hope you go back and listen to yesterday's Locked On Senators. We get into that whole situation a lot more. Hey, quick side note, just because if you're watching on YouTube, you can see Josh Norris peering over from the side. He was also peering over behind Brady Tkachuk yesterday as Brady was talking about our friend that we were mentioning there earlier on who visited the Ottawa Senators yesterday, Griff. Griff, and sorry, I'm just laughing because I rewatched it. And Josh Norris is walking in the background. All of a sudden, he looks. It's almost like deer in the headlights. He looks, sees that he's being recorded. And as he does, the soup falls. Kevin from the office, there goes the chili. And all of a sudden, he looks at him. He's like, you guys can't use that. Well, sure enough, they did. Josh Norris, absolute beauty. Can't wait to see him back on the ice. But of course, tonight, it's the return of Derek Brassard. I know you're a big Gambrell guy. He's been playing decent this year, but with Derek Brassard, you're certainly getting a little bit more in terms of versatility. You can use him on a second power play if need be. How are you expecting him to fit in back in the lineup after missing, I believe, the last three games?
Yeah, and it kind of seemed like maybe he was a little banged up, eh? Like DJ Smith was having him not in practice, being like, oh, it's a maintenance day for Brass, so maybe that's just the case. And I like being able to swap out Brass and Gambrell. I don't think either of those guys should be a regular every night guy. But with Brass, you get a little more offense. With Gambrell, you get a little more defense. So you got two different flavors there, which I like. But for my locked on player, Ross, I'm going with Nikita Zaitsev. I know it's weird times for number 22 in the Sens fan base here. But we saw Cam Talbot give him the goggles, trying to boost his confidence. And talk about a guy needing a boost of confidence when you come from the Mindsies to playing on a top pair. You're going to want all the confidence you can get. So here's me putting positivity into the world, being optimistic, giving my locked on player to Nikita Zaitsev, number 22. Let's see how he does. Hopefully he's got the boost from the team. The boys got him feeling good again. So I'm going to be having my eyes on number 22 in a big role tonight.
Two games is good, but as Alex DeBrincat says, three's a streak. So can Nikita Zaitsev put together a streak of good games? Certainly played a lot more on Saturday night against San Jose. And I heard after, I mean, we talked about him yesterday, but I didn't realize he was getting booed during the starting lineups last game. Can't be doing that at home. Give him a good ovation. Yeah. Make him feel good. And yeah, DJ's talking about the mental health of players. And again, the criticism for him, and there's a big conversation about it, I think a lot of it's fair.
Yeah.
And a lot of it also has to do with how the organization has used him. I think it's as much, if not more, an indictment on the organization, let alone Lou Lamoriello, who put the pressure on him of giving him $30 million and kind of setting the tone of what kind of player your expectations should be for a $4.5 million guy. I think a lot of the blame is shifted to management in terms of who gave him the contract and the situation that the head coach has put him in versus the player himself, who is battling and wearing shots. This guy, he's not Anton Bolchenko, but he's also not afraid to get in front of puck. So I like that.
And just one thing too, the criticism is and can be fair. Just don't make it personal. I think that's the thing. Like when you really start making it personal and attacking the guy's character and really going more off ice, that's when it draws a line. And that's where the mental health really starts getting into it. You think Nikita Zaitsev isn't aware of his stats? You think he's not aware that he's getting paid $4.5 million and hasn't been going well? He knows. So as long as you keep it clean, keep it about his play, and don't like tag him on social media and stuff like that, I think as a fan, like that's what being a fan is all about, as long as it's fair and not personal.
Yeah, well, hey, if he keeps playing like this, he's not going to have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
He'd have to get a security detail in Ottawa because he'll be signing so many autographs he keeps this up. Hey, he'll have to wear the goggles as a disguise.
There you go. Yeah.
Around the byword market. But no, you're locked on player Nikita Zaitsev. I'm going to go a little more traditional. I'm going to go with Tim Stützle because I don't know if you've heard this before, but the LA Kings decided to pass on Tim Stützle on second overall at the 2020 NHL draft, and Tim Stützle decided to pass it down their whole ice last year.
And Ross, that's especially surprising because remember when we were doing our draft profiles and when we spent weeks, leading up to this draft? Yeah, years maybe. And remember all the German connections with LA? Like, isn't their owner, he also owns Mannheim?
Berlin.
Or Berlin, okay. And like, there's a bunch of connections there that we really thought it made a lot of sense.
Marco Sturm is their assistant coach, and he's obviously one of the OG Germans in the National Hockey League. back in the day. One of the only OG Germans that didn't wear T-blades. Remember Johan Hetsch used to wear the T-blades in Buffalo? And Dennis Seidenberg rocked the T-blades.
Yep, and also a German that a lot of people don't realize or forget, Danny Heatley is in fact German. He was born in Germany, and he's finished his career playing in the DEL. And hashtag goalie friendly show, one of the most legendary German players ever, Olaf Kolzig.
Who wasn't born in Germany to flip
Danny Heatley. Oh, okay, there's a fun fact I didn't know. Where was he born?
South Africa.
What?
Yeah. From North Pole to South Africa. Hey,
there we go. Pole to pole.
Goalies. I don't know if South Africa's on a pole. You might want to take that one back.
I mean, it's close enough. Come
closer. And that's talking geography here on Locked On Senators. But my Locked On player, simply Tim Stützle, he's clearly elevated his game, and he does have a little extra juice when he plays against the two teams that passed on him. Not only did he look unbelievable against the New York Rangers, goal and an assist on Friday in that win, but against LA, had a pair of apples earlier on this season. 5 points in 7 career games against New York and LA, the two teams that decided they wanted someone else at the top of that draft. So I'm going to be locked on to Tim Stützle, see what he's got in store for a repeat. But of course, that whole top line has my attention. The way Brady Tkachuk's going right now, just amazing to see. So I'm going to be locked on him. Pilsy, what is your key to victory tonight against the LA Kings?
My key to victory, and we're not on keys to improvement anymore, Ross. We're past those days. We're feeling a lot better about the Ottawa Senators here. But my key to victory is going to be continue to dominate in the faceoff dot. Ross, I'm looking at the stats right now. The Ottawa Senators are fourth in the league in faceoff win percentage at 53.6. In the last couple of games they've had, they've been dominating. I think even, I forget which game it was, they might have even lost that game, but recently they had a 71% face-off winning percentage. I'm blanking on which one it was, but they've been really good in the face-off dot. And the key is, they've got wingers that can also win draws when you're looking at Brady Tkachuk, Claude Giroux. So that's absolutely massive. So if you're going to beat a team like the LA Kings, where they've got a good top six and maybe the rest of their lineup's lacking, get possession of that puck, especially in the O zone. And I think you can have a lot of success. So I'm sticking with my usual, which is keep dominating in the faceoff dot.
I like that. I'm going to go with the biggest weakness going into the season for this team. The defense, and how much better it's been over the last 5 games. Only 2 teams in the National Hockey League, and they're both undefeated in regulation over this stretch since U.S. Thanksgiving, that Thursday. Of course, that's a very particular time I'm setting this bar, where Ottawa's won 4 of its last 5 games. They've only allowed 10 goals in their last 5, Pilsy. They're really shutting it down, and that's helping that they're getting great goaltending. We know Cam Talbot will start in goal. He's been excellent the last number of games, really, since he got pulled in San Jose. He's come back. He's looked great. So I'm excited to see what kind of defensive effort we're going to get at home. But that, to me, just stands out. Only the Nashville Predators and Boston Bruins have allowed less goals per game than the Ottawa Senators over that stretch. The teams right behind them, the Leafs, Islanders, Devils. Like, those are 3 good teams. The Devils are 4-0-1, and they've been allowing more goals than the Ottawa Senators over that stretch. So I want to see them continue to be solid defensively. And also, during that stretch, their power play is clicking at 36%. That's like a Team Canada World Junior power play conversion rate.
For real. And that's the thing we often point out about the Ottawa Senators. Look at their winning streaks and losing streaks. What's the common denominator between what's good and what's bad? The power play percentage.
Certainly, and we say we want those to add up to 100. I believe that DJ Smith said 105 going into the season. Well, over this stretch, Pilsy, not a math guy here, but what's 36 plus 81? I think it's more than 105.
Is it 107?
No. Are you serious?
No. Oh, man. 117.
I still don't know. Let's see. Yeah, you did it. Nice.
Okay, so I was close.
I was on the right track there. I needed a calculator for that.
And Ross, what was the other stat they pointed out? They want save percentage to be at 919.
Yep.
Cam Talbot's save percentage is 919 right now.
Ooh, and even Forsey's getting hot after that great effort against the San Jose Sharks. Here, let's finish up with some real good news. Shout out to Claire Hanna, who's going to join the show soon. her reaction was all time when I invited her on. So she's going to be a ball of energy. We know that. She's always asking the fun questions in the scrum. And here she is with fantastic news. Here it is. 28 seconds ago, breaking moose. Josh Norris on the ice with a few Senators this morning after the no morning skate today. So a few Senators are out there. DJ Smith saying there's no timeline, but this is optimistic. Of course, he's wearing the yellow non-contact jersey, but he's out there with pucks, with sticks, moving around, feeling good. That's going to be a huge addition if and when Josh Norris can get back at 100% health.
Yeah, I think we're not going to get an update till the new year, like Pierre Dorion said, but I mean,
he actually looks good. Like
any signs that he's out there is a good sign. Yeah.
This is a 30-second clip right now. He's moving around. He's taking shots.
But Ross, okay. I will maintain cautious optimism. We saw what happened with Shane Pinto with the shoulder injury. Yep. So it's nice, but don't get too excited here.
Okay. Any final thoughts, Pilsy, before we go here on a game day? We want to remind everyone, of course, to join us in the postcast. The postcast is presented by the Glebe Central Pub. We're really fired up to have them on board. And I have a feeling the energy is going to be there. Marsh, when's the last time that you, me, and Marsh have all been in a postcast together outside of my two-word cameo on Friday?
Yeah, I think it's been a while, that's for sure. So hopefully we can get good vibes for that. Last word for me, I'm dipping my toe back in the parlays. I'm 1-for-4 here, but I said I'm feeling good, and hopefully I don't mush here. But Sens money line with the over at 6.5. Go to Bet Online and do that.
You're hitting the over?
Is this the over?
Is this reactionary to the LA Kings 9-8 loss last week?
A little bit. Yep. And I mean, I'm looking at these two decors being like, we could see some sloppy goals happening here. And Jonathan Quick, not so great. So that's where I'm going with this. Hopefully, I'm really hoping I don't mush this, but that is the parlay of the day today.
And random core memory for some reason that I have with the Ottawa Senators against LA at home. Bobby Ryan splitting the defense, going in and scoring, and then just turning around and doing the Superman. Go check that one out on YouTube. We'll end off with that note. We'll see you in the postcast, but for today, we say goodbye. For Brandon Piller, I'm Ross Levitan, and this has been the Locked On Senators Podcast, your team every day.